Practice 2. Conversation 1.
Okay, for the first part of our report, we should go over the structure of a tree trunk.
Okay, well, on the outside we have the bark, of course. It's like a protective covering for the trunk. Then near the centre is the pith.
Wait, we need to mention the cambium layer first, just under the bark.
Oh, right. And then between there and the centre, we have the growth rings. And by counting them, you can tell how old a tree is and what the weather was like in different years.
And then the pith.
No, first the heartwood. The pith is at the centre of the trunk and the heartwood surrounds it. It helps support the trunk and the branches of the tree.
Conversation 2.
I have to write about the Great Pyramid in Egypt for my assignment.
So what exactly is inside the pyramid?
I'll show you. Look at this picture. This chamber up here, that's known as the King's Chamber. It was a burial chamber for the pharaoh, you know, the king.
What's in there now?
Oh, hardly anything. The mummy and everything the king was buried with was robbed centuries ago. So this wide area over here is called the Grand Gallery. It's really like a wide part of the passage that leads to the king's chamber. The ceiling there is 9 meters high.
Wow. What's this room down here below the king's chamber?
Well, it was probably used to hold objects that were for the king, but it's known as the queen's chamber, even though no queen was ever buried there. The queens had their own pyramids.
Okay, so if I follow this passage leading down from the Grand Gallery and keep going down here, now I'm below the Queen's Chamber. What's this place down here for?
Actually, no one really knows the purpose of that chamber, although there are several theories. So it's just called the Underground Chamber because that's where it is.
Conversation 3.
For my project, I'm going to build a steam distiller and then demonstrate how it works for the class.
But what's it for?
It's used for extracting essential oils from plants. It's actually a pretty simple device.
So how does it work?
Okay, well, first I get a heater to heat the water. I put a glass beaker, like this, over it and fill it with water.
To create the steam?
Of course. Over the water beaker is another one filled with plant material. So the steam rises through the plant material, and then it goes through this glass tube, the condenser.
Oh, I see. And then the condensed water collects down here.
Yes, but it's actually condensed water and oil. The oil is lighter, so it sits on top of the water. Then all I have to do is skim the oil off.
Conversation 4.
Today, I'm going to talk about mountain biomes. You know that as you go up a mountain, the temperature gradually decreases. So you'll find different biomes, that is, areas of different plant and animal communities depending on the altitude.
But you won't find the same biomes, the same kinds of plants and animals on all mountains.
That's correct. It also depends on which part of the world you're talking about and other climate factors. I'm going to use, as my first example, the state of Arizona, and I'm going to compare two different areas of the state. So first, we'll look at the northern part of the state.
It's cooler there than in the south.
Yes, and less dry too. So instead of finding sandy desert at the base of the mountain, you'll find grassland. Moving up the mountain, the next zone consists of juniper mostly. Just above the juniper woodland, you'll find the pine forest.
Then, if you keep climbing, you reach the fir forest.
Correct. Then in the area before the top of the mountain is a zone of mixed fir and spruce forest. Finally, at the top, you have the alpine zone, above the tree line.